This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said Sunday he was willing to meet a pro-Ukraine group of Russian partisans holding two Russian soldiers captive as he reported a renewed flare-up of fighting near the border.
Grainy aerial footage released on Sunday by a militant group of Russians fighting on behalf of Ukraine purports to show its members storming into a suburb of the Russian city of Belgorod. The Freedom of Russia Legion and another group, the Russian Volunteer Corps, have claimed they've conducted a number of cross-border raids into Russian territory from Ukraine. Last week, Moscow said two civilians were killed during fighting. In a video posted to the Freedom of Russia's Telegram channel, a man identifying himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps said his fighters had captured two wounded Russian soldiers. The man offered to exchange them in a meeting with Belgorod's regional governor.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. China tightened access to Tiananmen Square in central Beijing and elsewhere on the anniversary of the 1989 pro-democracy protest.
In Hong Kong, which had been the last Chinese-controlled territory to hold commemorations, police detained 32 people on Saturday and Sunday. Many of them were brought away around Victoria Park. The large public space used to be the scene of an annual candlelight gathering to remember the hundreds or thousands killed when army tanks and infantry descended on central Beijing on the night of June 3rd and into the morning of June 4th, 1989. Discussion of the events has long been suppressed in China and became increasingly off-limits in Hong Kong since a sweeping national security law was imposed in June 2020. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And Russia says it did thwart a large Ukrainian attack in the eastern province of Donetsk, though it's unclear if this was the start of the Ukrainian counteroffensive.